Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gould, Moreton District, joins us today to talk about road safety ahead of students returning to school next week. Good morning, Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gould.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Adam, school students go back to school next week. What does that mean for road safety?
Certainly, Rosemary, school limits and school zones are back next week. This means reduced speed limits around the schools during drop-off and pick-up times, generally 7 to 9 in the morning and 2 to 4 in the afternoon, but times can vary depending on the school and the location. As you know, these speed limits are put in place and enforced for everyone's safety. There'll be many more people on the roads during the school drop-off and pick-up times, including parents, kids walking and or riding their bikes to school. So please keep an eye out for pedestrians, be extra cautious around them. The school zones can be unpredictable with lots of cars and pedestrians, and with particularly young children and new children to schools attending prep. So I urge all motorists to slow down, pay attention and drive with caution and patience. It may require some allowing for extra time for travel, knowing if you're going to be passing through a school zone. But we certainly don't want to see a tragedy caused by unsafe driving practices before coming back to school.
Yeah. Adam, with the school holidays, we know it's always a busy time on the roads. How did we track this year?
This year has been a very tragic start to 2025 for Queensland. So far, as of yesterday, we've lost 17 lives on our roads across Queensland this year.
This year?
This year already, yes.
Oh, dear.
So unfortunately, one of those lives lost did occur in the Moreton Police District on the Dagenham Highway. And these are not just numbers. Every life lost is someone's mother or father, son or daughter, husband or wife or friend. So losing a life on the road has a ripple effect of impact, not just for the loved ones of those who die, but also for the police officers and other emergency responders, witnesses and the wider community. Mm. So we're pleading with every road user to make the right choices, because every decision you do make on the road has the power to save a life or take one.
Absolutely. Adam, what can the community do to play a bigger part in road safety? Just don't leave it up to the police all the time. Come on.
Certainly. So particularly with the children, I encourage you to speak to your children about road safety and discuss ways with them to make them feel safe walking to school, crossing roads and ensuring that they have road safety awareness. Strengthening the response to road safety is a team effort, and following the recent Operation Mistletoe, our police will continue high visibility traffic enforcement across the Moreton Police District, focusing on the proven causes of crashes, which are speed, impaired driving, fatigue, seatbelt use, driver distraction and vehicle safety standards. But this isn't the sole responsibility of police. Everyone has a responsibility for their own road safety every time they get in a vehicle. Mm. Please consider other road users, including pedestrians and, like I mentioned, around school zones. And we urge everyone to be aware of the causes of traffic crashes. You can make a choice when you hop behind the wheel of the vehicle to do the right thing. And for all those students returning to school next week, the QPS wishes them all a very safe and happy start to the school year.
Oh, thank you, Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gould, for joining us on 101.5 and keeping our community connected. And listeners, if you would like to hear this podcast again, you can do that by going to the 101.5 website and just search podcast. Very important information, and we hope that everybody has a better year than the start. 17 lives lost, and it's only the 21st of January. Let's not have any more. Thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.